let's go to business. Giles Beckford is here, and kia ora, Giles. What is happening on the markets this morning?
Kia ora to you, Susie, and Happy New Year.
Happy New
belatedly
Year.
To you and all our listeners. The old gang is back. Well, we can say Wall Street, it's had a bit of a soft end to last week. Investors not so confident about the US economic recovery. Dow Jones Industrial Average fell just over 0.5%. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 0.3%. The Nasdaq managed a fractional rise. Our own top 50 index, a bit upsy-downsy through last week, but did finish on a strong note, up 220 points. That's about 1.7%. Starts this week at 13,333. And the New Zealand dollar, familiar strength, 71.8 US cents and 93.1 Australian.
Now, we've had some of those first economic numbers of the year coming out in the past few days. So what are they pointing at for this year?
Well, inflation turned out to be a bit stronger than expected, reflecting in part pandemic-induced disruptions, but also real pockets of domestic inflation, such as housing costs. And manufacturing activity in December slipped steeply back into contraction. That was the first time since the height of the lockdowns in April. Well, 1 month, of course, doesn't make a trend, but BNZ senior economist Doug Steele says its economic recovery will have to be ground out from here.
We think the economy still has a way to go to really start firing on all cylinders. It certainly bounced very strongly out of the COVID lockdowns, but now we're sort of getting back to some sort of reality check, I think, once some of the government subsidies roll off and we get the full hit from the tourism sector.
That's Doug Steele from BNZ, and he'll give us his view on the Reserve Bank and the outlook for interest rates at 10 to 7.
Now, businesses are having to rethink their arrangements and their spending to upgrade digital services.
Yeah, of course, it was the big trend of the pandemic as businesses scrambled to get themselves digitised. A report from the technology research company IDC shows many small and medium-sized firms on both sides of the Tasman have been in crisis or survival mode because of the pandemic. Businesses switching to pay-as-you-go cloud-based services are finding it impossible to access traditional in-person support services. IDC partner Chris Morris says the COVID lockdowns exposed shortcomings in connectivity, support and security, and how ill-prepared businesses were.
The real issue is that lots of organisations were caught unawares and their business continuity plans weren't up to scratch. Some organisations did, mainly health, but that was the real issue. We weren't ready for something like this. We totally underinvested in business continuity.
Chris Morris from IDC. We'll have a little bit more from him on that issue in our main bulletin 10-7. We'll also look at the superannuation fund and China, as well as an update on the markets, just after 10-7.
Thank you very much, Giles Beckford, our business editor.